I'll call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. Welcome, everyone. We have today two bills on the agenda, but the amendment for House Bill 2472, which is our last and final amendment, is not ready yet. So if it comes here while we're still in session, we'll distribute it. Otherwise, we will roll House Bill 2472 over till tomorrow. So we'll open a work session now on House Bill 2653. Chris.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. As you recall, House Bill 2653 is something of a cleanup bill. It removes some language pertaining to a single taxpayer and how they would be affected by the single sales factor, or in this case, not affected by the single sales factor. There were no taxpayer. There was, at the time it was implemented back in 2003, I believe, there was one taxpayer who was subject to it. They reformed, they got reorganized. And so now there are no taxpayers subject to that provision. So that gets deleted. You do have in your packet a dash 2 amendment, which is actually related to House Bill 3405. And this is language that would waive penalty and interest for the corporations for any late payment of tax due to the tax increase in House Bill 3405. Basically, any underpayment of tax due to the tax increase, there would be no penalty or interest applied to those taxpayers.
Correct. So this is something that actually went into the other revenue bill but was left out of House Bill 3405. Is that correct?
That's correct. 2649 had this corresponding language for individuals, and this was just missed in House Bill 3405.
So people who may not have liked House Bill 3405 would still like this amendment because it at least lets them not be penalized.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Any questions? We're in work session. Any questions of Chris? You okay, Senator Morris?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2653.
Senator Morris has moved the amendment, the dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2653. Is there any discussion? Objection?
Clarification. So somebody who's been paying their estimated tax payments, one's due today for anybody that's needing to do it today, and it's less than because of the tax law changes. That's what we're addressing here. No penalties, no interest for underpayment of estimated taxes
due to the tax increase.
Due to the tax increase.
Correct.
Okay. Other discussion? Objection. So ordered. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2653 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved House Bill 2653 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. I will carry it. That completes our agenda. We are adjourned.